months. It's 2 years this week since the BBC Director General stood up at the Gillard Awards with some rare head office encouragement for local radio. Cuts, which had been planned, were no longer being introduced.
I thought that change in the budget, those sort of levels of cuts, couldn't sustain. And in fact, insofar as we can find more money in, you know, we're all finding, aren't we? Every sector is finding money difficult. Insofar as we can find more money, I think the investment in local radio is one of the things I do want to prioritise in my time at the BBC. And why? Because I see brilliant work being done. I think the future of local radio is really important in terms of building our communities. And I think in hard times, we need to know and hold to account our decision makers. But I go back, we also need to celebrate. And as I go around the country, I see this in all sorts of ways. And I want to build on the differences. You know, Leicester is not Nottingham, is not Derby. You know, Sheffield is not Leeds. And I want editors in local radio stations to be able to reflect in their own ways the communities they're serving much more strongly.
Tony Hall speaking on Radio Leicester 2 years ago. And that station launched 52 years ago.
Good afternoon from Radio Leicester, broadcasting on 95.05 VHF. Here is the Postmaster General, the Right Honourable Edward Short.
This is the first hometown radio station.
We should be on the air about 17 or 18 hours a day, and about 4 hours of the 17 will be local output. Now, these aren't 4 hours together in one block. Mainly, they will be in the early morning, at lunchtime, and in the early evening.
4 hours a day for, shall we say, a comparatively small station like yourself is quite a lot. Where are you going to get the material from?
There's no shortage of material at all. My main problem has been in planning the schedules, what to get into those 4 hours. In fact, certainly in the early weeks, there are going to be many people and many organisations who are going to be disappointed because we haven't used their idea.
The first manager of Radio Leicester, which began this week in 1967, and with it, the whole BBC local radio network. Comedy is now a podcasting favourite, returning, in a sense, to radio's roots. This week, 65 years ago, Hancock's Half Hour began on the BBC Light programme. 6 series ran on radio with over 100 episodes, ending in 1959, and they were written by the famous Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. It was a show which moved on gently from stage variety to sitcom that we recognise so well now. And, a little like Brexit Cast, it ended up on the telly too.
The BBC presents Tony Hancock with Moira Lister, Bill Kerr and Sidney James in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Yes, this is the first night of the lad's new radio series. Such occasions are usually marked by a small celebration of some sort, but Tony Hancock is really doing it in style. He's going to throw a cocktail and dinner party. So let's go over to Tony's flat in the English Quarter of London's West End, where he and Bill Kerr are making the arrangements.
Hancock's Half Hour, which began this week in 1954. Tony Hancock took his life 14 years later, aged 44.
Hurry up, Kerr. Haven't you finished typing out those invitations yet?
In 1980, this week, commercial radio came to Devon.
You're listening to test transmissions from the Independent Broadcasting Authority. These transmissions are in preparation for the new independent local radio service for Exeter and Torbay, which will be provided by the IBA's contractor, Devon Air Radio Limited.
That's the Nolans, and gotta pull myself together. It's 6:09 on Devon Dorm with me, Bob Kingsley, on Devon Air. Isn't it exciting? Our first day's transmissions on 450 metres medium wave and 95.8 in stereo VHF. If you had your tape machines rolling, I hope it all recorded okay. Now, on the programme, as per usual, every weekday on Monday to Friday, we'll have news, sport and weather on the hour and the half hour. The Farmer's Forecast at 6:15, that's in about 5 minutes' time, will give you the weather and also some information. And then at 7:15, travel information, and that comes up again at 7:45, 7:15 and 8:45. What the papers say with Keith Cooper at 7:40 and 7:40. And the yesteryear competition. This is a chance for you to phone in on Exeter 30121. Not yet. That's at about 7:50 and 7:50. Yesteryear competition. I give you a maximum of 4 clues, and you have to try and guess what the year is. Now, the more clues that you have to get before you answer the questions correctly, then the less you win. So obviously, if you get it on the first clue, you win yourself a hit album. If you don't get it on the first clue, then we go down to clue number two, and you only get four singles, and so on to clue number four. That's at about 10 to 7, but of course, at the moment, it's just past 6:10, so in a few moments' time, we'll have an oldie, and then the Farmer's Forecast.
The more you listen, the less you win. Yes, Devonair, launching this week 39 years ago, it was to lose its licence 14 years later. The last significant offshore pirate station was Laser 558. After just a short and very influential time on air, it closed this week 34 years ago.
For the crew and the music presenters of Laser Radio, it was bad enough when the surveillance scared off British suppliers of food and water. But then there was a major electrical breakdown and the radio station raised the distress flag. At first, the station refused help from the observers nearby, but this morning, when the MV Communicator's anchor could not be raised, the Department of Trade vessel was called over to help. The Department of Trade claim it was their operation which made life difficult for Laser Radio and impossible to obtain electrical spare parts. Laser Radio, now off the air, is due to arrive in Harwich late this afternoon.
Laser 558 with John Leeds and a great old memory from Supertramp. Dreamer!
Dreamer! The last programme on Laser 558.
Here we go.
And there it was, gone. So with Radio 1 reprimanded for language from Elton John 15 years ago...
I haven't been to the BBC for so long, I didn't know this was... I nearly went to the other one.
Yeah, well, it's up to A now.
I saw Tony Blackburn with a walking stick and I thought, no, it's the wrong fucking place.
I'll tell you, you've got the... Ooh.
Tony Blackburn joining BBC Radio 2 9 years ago.
Dr. Hook at number two, when you're in love with a beautiful woman. Well, that's my very first pick of the pops, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
BBC Radio Birmingham launching 49 years ago.
Time for the first ever news bulletin from Radio Birmingham, read on this occasion by news editor Roger Clark.
The death of Jimmy Young 4 years ago.
Ooh, that went in a hurry. Let's kick off this morning with the Archers. We will have a tiny touch of what? This.
Sugar. And the hugely successful Yorkshire Coast Radio, launching 26 years ago.
Good morning, it's 9 o'clock, and welcome to the 126th independent radio station broadcasting from our studios in Scarborough. Welcome to the new sound of Yorkshire Coast Radio on 96.2 FM.
Those are this week's radio moments.